Hey, everybody. This is Sandra Colton-Medici. I'm so excited to be with you today, and I'm going to be chatting with my good friend, Roy Haidar. He is in the audience right now, but I wanted to just give you a little bit of an update. I wrote at the top that this is called Sweet Bites with Sandra. Typically, I talk about digital business tips, marketing, business as far as ideas, innovation. And today I wanted to talk with my friend Roy because I'm starting a new segment of my podcast called Cool Hunting. And he is a makeup artist that I have known for many, many years. And he is now in Texas while I'm still in LA. So Roy, I don't know if you can hear me and if you can unmute yourself. Does it work?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, hi. Hello there, honey.
This is so cool.
I know. Okay, so let me just tell you, Roy and I go back, and I think we met on the set of So You Think You Can Dance, right?
We did, yeah.
Nice. Well, so he just got the app, so now he has a smiley face as his avatar. But what are you...
Oh.
That's so
Hello.
Awesome. I swear, this app is so fun. Well, so there you'll notice, because I know this is the first time you've been on the app, but
I have. Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah. Well, so when I was talking with one of the creators about the show development, and one of the parts of the show that I wanted to really dig into was Cool Hunting. And so I thought you'd be a perfect guest to have on. Roy has done the makeup of a lot of celebrities in Hollywood and beyond. He has also been a teacher for many different makeup companies. And so I always want to pick his brain about what is the new, the now, and the next, and what I should be doing. Because I know you always tell me I need to be moisturizing and I'm not.
Yeah. Yes, that's true, Sandra. So I think hydration is like, and moisturizing your skin is like one of the most important things you can ever do, because just think of it as like, think of your skin as soil. When it's hydrated and it's watered, the soil is not cracked. So, and once you don't hydrate your skin, the soil basically is going to crack, and that's exactly how wrinkles form. So taking care of your skin is
right.
Super, super important. You know, eye cream, moisturizing, serum, toners, cleanse your skin day and night. So there's a lot you could do with your skin with very simplistic steps that do not require a lot of time. At the same time, you could still have a great skin without injections or anything like that at the same time. So
now this is coming from Roy, who has like the perfect
Oh my
lips.
God, this is great.
I don't know if you've ever seen him. What's your Instagram so that people can find you?
So,
I'll put it in the
So it's Instagram.com/facecreator. All one word, CREATOR. So Face Creator, you can find me on there, and you can see my work. And yeah, this is cool. I'm still like looking, I'm like, oh, I'm getting to know all this stuff. This is fun.
So I just put your Instagram in the little fortune
you.
Cookie. So if you guys want to, go to his Instagram to at least see what he looks like, because right now, I know that he just joined, so he doesn't have all of his bio information up or anything.
I just downloaded a picture of me. There I go. I'm learning.
I know you are a quick study. Well, so what's funny is I talked to Roy a long time ago, and we actually started a podcast together called Wake Up to Makeup. And then I ended up branching off and doing my own podcast called Sweet Bites with Sandra. But Roy is so funny and has such charisma and literally has this wealth of knowledge. What is one thing you could probably tell everybody that they should have or should be doing, or they or haven't even thought about when it comes to like makeup or skincare?
You know, a lot of times when we talk about makeup and skincare, like men turn away because they think it's just like a woman thing. But honestly, it's the complete opposite. Now everybody's taking care of their skin, and I think, you know, a lot of people, you look at people now, you don't even know how old they are, you know, because you could tell somebody who really takes care of their skin and somebody who doesn't by the look on their skin. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I would say just like it's almost like a system, you know, and you have to follow that system and make it become part of your everyday routine. Because once you do, your skin is going to thank mm-hmm. you forever. And, you know, so whatever makeup you wear, or if you don't, when you have good skin, any makeup would look great. But if you don't have good skin, there's no makeup in the world that's going to fix it. So I think you should definitely, I'm serious. No, seriously. Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
People are clapping you up because that is the honest to God's truth.
You know, honestly.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's like building a house at home with a really bad foundation. That home's not going to stand at all, you know? So it's the same thing with the skin. And that's why I really obsess over skin. And I always, like yesterday, my cousin came over. And I told her, she asked me, what am I doing? I said, well, I'm going to have a beauty night. She's like, oh, on my way. I'm like, well, I didn't invite you, but fine. That's, you can come. So we did like,
what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you. So your cousin, is she older or younger than you?
No, my cousin's 45, but she looks like 28. She's beautiful.
Oh,
she has.
Okay. So what did you guys do on your night?
So we basically did deep cleansing. We did steaming. We masked and then we moisturized. So it was like a whole thing, and we did the eye masks and all that stuff. So it was so like when we finished we both looked up our skin and we're like, oh my God, we look so much better and younger and glowier. So now it's like I do it once a week, at the house, you know, on my own. So now she's going to join me because she could see the difference between the minute she walked in and the minute she left, you know? And so once you start seeing those kind of smaller results, you would want to do it all the time just because it's like, it's so rewarding, you know, to have like that really healthy skin. It just makes a big difference, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so when I, this is me being like completely honest about what I should not be doing. And so I have slept in my makeup.
Which is the worst yes. I could do.
Which is the worst.
The worst.
And I know. And then literally woke up the next day and just put more on. Just like,
oh my God.
Added to it. Like, but you have to know. Like, I have two kids. And sometimes it literally is the last thing on my mind. Obviously, I want to make sure that I am maintaining a healthy face. But at the same time, I literally sometimes am just like, just pack it on. Just pack on what you can do so that you don't look like a crazy person when you're walking outside.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something. What's the difference of having makeup on while you know, you definitely know your skin is, like, no, I'm not talking about your skin in general, but, like, I feel like when somebody who was not washed their face the night before and they had makeup on and, you know, they put more makeup on the next day, it looks really bad depending on their skin too. You know, if you're lucky, it might not look as bad, but like you'd see more texture. You would see more, the makeup is like sitting in lines and wrinkles. You know what I mean? So it's a big no-no. And actually, how long would it take you to wash your face? 5 hours? I mean, come on.
I know.
That's an excuse, Sandra.
I know, it's so terrible, but I am not the only one. I guarantee you there are plenty of people who have done it.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody's perfect. No one's perfect, you know. And I, let me tell you, sometimes I've done it before, maybe once, and I literally had to, I woke up and I just did, you know, I did the deed, like I exfoliated and then I masked and then I mean, I was like really, really regretting the fact that I did not take my makeup off, you know? So even though...
Well, there are people out there, let me tell you, Roy, there are people out there, I've seen this on like reality television shows, where they don't want their partner, which is not me, they don't want their partner to see them without makeup. Like, it's a thing.
No, I totally agree. And that's, I would definitely highly recommend a good therapist for that. Because, come on, like, if you are really that insecure having makeup on and in bed, go seek a good therapist because this is not cool, you know? Like, I would rather have my partner see me with nothing on because that's who I am and that's how I look. And if that person doesn't like it, then goodbye, you know? I don't care who you are. I just...
Well, but here's the other thing. When people meet each other and they have their best, you know, their they're dressed the best, they're dressed in their, you know, like when they go on a date. So is it really about they want you to, you know, see yourself for who you are or who you aspire to be?
Well, exactly. And as they say, like, first impression is the last impression. Like, I understand people want to look good on the first date because that's, you know, that's what we're used to, you know? But just being more transparent and just don't overdo it. Enhance what you have and don't cover it. I think you'll be way better and happier. Mm-hmm. Just like when you take your makeup off, you're not going to be as freaked out as, you know, like you had it packed on the first time he saw you, you know, it's, you know, we just forgotten how, what makeup's all about. Makeup's supposed to enhance. And unfortunately nowadays in the Instagram world and the makeup world, it's become more of a, like everybody's, sorry to say that, but everybody's looking like a drag queen now. Like, I'm sorry, drag queens are supposed to be at a club performing, but now you see it everywhere, you know? I feel like we should definitely go back to our roots, mm-hmm. where we enhance and not just cover, because I've seen so many beautiful women who had, and I could tell they had gorgeous skin, but the makeup they have on top is, I'm like, why do you have so much makeup on while you have such a beautiful face, you know, or skin? So if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Right. Well, I feel like everybody is just like chasing the fountain 100%. Of youth, right?
But they're doing it the wrong way.
Trying
they're chasing
to do
the fountain of youth completely the wrong way. Instead of...
Well, so what's the right way?
As I mentioned to you before, you know, just taking care of the actual foundation and then go from there versus trying to cover mm-hmm. that broken foundation and making it look worse, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do want to make sure that we acknowledge that we have some people here. Jennifer and Annette, we had Lily and Susie and Ford, Jimmy and Marianne and Doug. Thank you so much for joining us. I just, I wanted Roy on here because he's so knowledgeable in all of everything he does with skincare and makeup. Who's one of the most fun?
Oh, thank you,
and you
Sandra.
Don't, as far as like putting makeup on a face. Who have you been so excited to create on?
Well, first of all, you are like one of my favorites because we worked together for a long time and I fell in love with you the minute I saw you on So You Think You Can Dance. Honestly, So You Think You Can Dance was like one of my major career, you know, funnest times, I would say, because it was more creative. We were doing whatever we wanted to do. And like every time I would do a makeup, you know, people would be like, oh my gosh, she looks beautiful, this and that. So it was great. And then when we took off, you and I, and we were just working together, that was a great time for me, myself, as an artist, and to kind of better my career, because you gave me the green light to do whatever I want. You trusted me. And that's the most important thing, is trusting the person who you work with. And in any, you know, job is super important, because this way that person will get his creative juices flowing even more and will make you look the best that you would ever look, you know?
Yeah. Well, so who's a celebrity or even just, you know, because I know that you've worked with some clients on the wedding side that I feel like are pretty fun.
Yes. Well, okay. So one of my favorite celebrities, and I'm sure you know, because you were there and you had me on, when you had your magazine in LA, and we had Carmen Bashar come from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yes, Carmen.
Yes,
I remember on the rooftop
downtown
LA. And she was preggy.
She was very
and she
preggy.
Was hanging off the side of the edge of the building.
Yes, and I was freaking out because I'm like, oh my god, she's pregnant and she is not gonna fall. But she was such a sweetheart, and I just fell in love with her and her energy, and she was so cool and very down to earth. Like, you would never think that she would be, you know, one of those girls on, you know, but I really did enjoy working with her. I worked with Janice Dickinson's show, the agency show. I think it was on Bravo or one of those, you know, TV shows. That was kind of a very interesting job, because we had to, like, you know, I don't know if you guys heard about the show before, but it was her agency, and she was having all these models on, you know, on TV trying out for different photo shoots and different, you know, gigs and all that stuff.
This is Janice Dickinson,
yeah.
Right? Dickinson,
yeah. She's like the supermodel early 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a very interesting thing that I did. You know what, Sandra? I've worked on so many things, but I'm forgetting a lot of it. I need to start writing things down. I need to be like, okay, well, I did.
There's gotta
because
be
I've done
an app for
no,
that.
No, seriously, I've done so much, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot that I did this. Like, for example, I just completely forgot that I did Christina Ricci's makeup, like on a, for a gala years ago, and I completely forgot about that. And I had an interview with one of the local magazines here in Dallas called Voyage Dallas, but there's like one in LA, one in New York, you know. And I completely forgot to mention yeah. one of the celebrities that I did on that, you know, on there. But hey.
Yeah. Well, how old are
oh,
you?
Oh, God.
Again?
Do you really have to ask me now? Well, actually, no, you know what? I'm glad you asked that because I don't think people will think I am that age because my mom forgot. So I'll be 39 next month.
Oh, bless your heart. What sign are
I'm
you?
I'm a Taurus. May 10th.
Nice. Yes. Well, that's so close because my wedding anniversary is May 24th.
No
so
way.
We are celebrating in the month of May.
Oh, so you're celebrating my birthday and your anniversary. Hey.
I am, of course. Yes. Well, so I have been freaking out because I know that I've been going on these like Facebook Live, LinkedIn Live, Twitter mm-hmm. Live. I've been doing all these live things.
You
and
are.
And I'm like, yeah, well, I've been doing one like every single day, but I'm so freaked out that you're gonna pop on one because my makeup is horrendous.
Oh my god, you're so funny. I'm sure it's not.
And I you know fear the wrath of you know telling, you telling me that I should have put liquid eyeliner instead of gel.
Yeah. No, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, well, how do you perfect a liquid liner? Like, you know, I said, is it because you want to wear or is it because you want to define your eye? And you know, either answer, I always like to tell my clients, if you just line your eyes with like a pencil, like a gel liner and smudge it out, that's the easiest way you can get your lash line to kind of pop up. You know, it doesn't have to be a liquid liner all the time to get that same mm-hmm. effect. So there's a lot of different ways you can really enhance your eyes without making it look super perfect. I always like to blend stuff. So like, you know, that's how I'm top makeup artist. I've never went to school for it. So it's all about practice, honestly, and it's all about getting to know your features very well because you know your features more than anybody else, more than me, more than any other artist, you know? So once you really know what looks best on you and mm-hmm. you just stick with it and kind of grow from there, you know, add more stuff to it or take out some other stuff, like just depending on what you want.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the people who are here. So Jennifer and Annette and Susie, I'm going to include Jimmy just in case, and Marianne and possibly Doug. What are you, if you're using eyeliner, are you gel? And if you're gel, put a heart in the comments. If you are liquid, put a fire. I'm trying to pull. If you're gel liner, put a heart. If you're liquid, put a fire. I personally... And I'm going to stay on the gel, so I'm going to do a heart. But literally, I feel like there's so much that is out there for people to do as far as the, like, makeup. And the eyeliner and the smoky eye are the two hardest that I think people don't get a chance to do all the time.
Right.
Lily is thinking. I could never really wear eyeliner with really deep set. Oh, no. Okay, so maybe you can help. You know, this is a challenge question for you, right? She said that she doesn't wear eyeliner because she has really deep set eyes.
Well, so, that's a great, great, great call out because, you know, we all think that, right? We all think like, oh, it's going to make my eye look smaller or stuff like that. Actually, if you wear it the right way. So, for example, I have, I'm the same way. My eyes are not as big as people think. But I usually like to wear like a skin tone color in my tear line, which is like, so instead of doing black in the tear line to give you that smoky effect, do a white or like an off-white, and then right underneath the lash line, you can just do a very tight, small line of like a deeper brown or whatever color you like that's darker. So this way, it opens up the eyes, and it really will take away from the eye shape that's smaller. It kind of changes it up almost to like an almond-shaped eye, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh. So I love a lighter liner in the tear line. It just makes a huge difference. And sometimes, you know, white can be a little much, or like maybe kind of nighttime-ish would be great for that. So if it's too much for you and you're more of like a neutral kind of girl, just go get a skin tone or flesh tone, liner that would really look more natural. And what it does too, it takes away the redness under the eye, like in the eyes. It makes a big difference. I mean, a lot of my pictures on Instagram, yeah, like my personal photos, I always will have that lighter liner to kind of open up my eye, to open up my eyes more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so my thing that I am worried about, that I worry about every single switch of the season, mm-hmm, is going from spring to summer. Mm-hmm. And obviously right now we're all going to go out into the wild. We're all going out into the wilderness.
Yes, we are.
And it's going to be, like, I haven't seen sun in like a real way in a long time. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. And so my face does not match my body. Like, yep, you know how.
And that's all of us, you know, for sure. That's all of us. You know why? Because we wear sunscreen. We tend to focus on our face more because it's more obviously exposed if you're not in the, you know, if you're not in the, on the beach or the pool. So you're definitely wearing sunscreen on your face, right? So with that being said, your skin is never going to be the same color throughout the whole year. Your skin is going to change. A lot of people say, yeah, no, my skin stays the same color. And I, you know, which is great. You know, that's fine. However, a lot of other people, like myself, like you, you know, my skin changes quickly because I tend to get a little color. Not that I'm in the sun trying to get color, but because maybe I like to self-tan and I just want to change up, you know. So you are wearing a sunscreen, mm-hmm, is so important. But at the same time, you are still getting the rays, but the healthier rays, and you're blocking out all the bad UV rays that is penetrating your skin that, you know, will cause cancer. So I always tell my client, if you are not, yeah, if you love your foundation and you don't want to change it, either even the color, it's always good to have a liquid bronzer to mix it with your foundation to kind of, you know, even out your skin and make it look even and to the color that you are now. You know, so.
Did you say liquid, liquid bronzer?
Like a lot of companies have liquid bronzers.
What I've always had for bronzer has been like, you know, a or powder. Yeah, just kind
So you can either, like, for me, I like less is more. I just don't like to put too much product on my face, especially with makeup. Now, mm-hmm, my pictures are different. Yeah. I'm talking about like a daily, you know, whenever I'm working or I'm out and about. I always like it very simple. I like the glow. I like it to look very radiant. So I don't like to do, for example, a lot of powders because I'm very dry myself too. So what you can do, if you want it, you can use a liquid bronzer, like a drop or two, mix it with your liquid foundation. Now, if you do not like that and you think it's like a little too hard to work with, I think it's super easy. You can actually do bronzer, you know, all over, just kind of give it that nice glow with a powder bronzer. So whichever works best for you, you know, and whichever works best for your skin. Mm-hmm. So you remember, like, you want to make sure that if you're dry, I'm moving.
I love these sound effects.
They're awesome. They're awesome. So, you know, if your skin is very dry and you're not really giving it the right hydration, any powder is going to look almost like just dead. It's opaque. Not, you know, there's no life to it. So you can always do a liquid bronzer. That's like my go-to all the time to soften it out too. Soften out the color.
Yeah. Well, so if you are, I mean, because I don't want to go all the way toward, you know, how when you see Dancing with the Stars and everybody is like spray tan bronze.
Yeah.
You know, I want to look naturally, like I just walked out and had my little glow up.
Right.
But when you're thinking about like the transition, because you were talking about UV rays and all of that, like we have not been in the sun for the longest time. And so I feel like people are going to go out there and just forget, like, oh, by the way, you should be wearing sunscreen because your sun is so not ready, or your skin is so not ready. And so what is the, like, because I know you explained it to me before, but maybe some people on here might want to listen again just for refreshment, as far as, like, what is the amount of sunscreen, like, the protectant that you can use that doesn't work? Like, is it 50 and above is, like,
okay, so
yes, or what is it?
We did talk about that actually in one of the episodes on Wake Up to Makeup podcast about sunscreen and the higher.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think the higher they go, the more protection they're going to get. So that's actually completely take that out of out of that that whole subject because it's really not. So basically, the higher the sunscreen is the more it's going to last while you're in the sun. So for example, always remember too, the higher the sunscreen, the more the more ingredients or the more it's not as good for your skin as like the SPF 30, for example. Like for me, I use SPF 30 every day. It will give me enough protection to drive from point A to point B and, vice versa. But let's say you're going to the beach and you know you're going to be there the whole day or the park. Instead of having 30, you can always have 50 or 70 or 100 because that's going to last you a lot longer. So you don't need to. Yeah, so you don't need to reapply.
I see. Reapply. So the higher it gets, correct, the longer it lasts.
So you don't need to reapply every 30 minutes, right? I have a great tip for all these people who forget to wear sunscreen. There's so many products now on the market that has the spray sunscreen for the face. Like my all-time favorite sunscreen is the Kate Somerville SPF 50. It's phenomenal. If I'm doing a long drive, for example, I just set my makeup with it. So I have that on my skin. And I'm not worried. I keep it in my bag so I can retouch, when I'm leaving work, whatnot. And this way you're not going to have I forgot to wear my sunscreen, So this way you always have it with you. It's not going to make it oily or anything like that. It's great. It sets your makeup and you can reapply anytime you want without, messing with your makeup or. So that's a great product to use.
Yeah. Well, so you were talking about setting makeup. So I know that there's all these sprays, right? And I used to get them until TSA just started taking them away.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would have them in your bag and then you get to the airport and they'd be like, that's too much liquid.
Yeah.
So what's something like, because I need a new makeup bag. Where do you get your makeup bags?
I just, like, if you go to any, like, Target has great makeup bags, but you can go on Amazon, they have great clear makeup bags, too, that you can see through your bag, and I do travel a lot for work, so I actually, if I'm taking a carry-on with me, and because you know me, I can't live without my setting sprays, so if I'm checking in a luggage, I will definitely check in my Kate Somerville, the SPF 50, because it's definitely bigger than the 3 ounces that's recommended, or that's not allowed to, surpass that. But you can always get like a mini empty sprayer bottle and empty some of your favorite setting spray in there. So this way you'll have it and you're not worried about, being taken away from you through TSA. So...
Right. Well, so a lot of weddings were postponed in 2020. I think there's going to be this like huge boom come the next few months because now, some of the restrictions are coming off. So
yeah.
I feel like there's so many brides that are going to be beautifying on their day, right?
Yeah.
What are some trends that you think that are going to be like some of the looks that you're going to see for brides this year?
So when it comes to weddings and especially bridal makeup, I always tell my client, you have to do a look that would 10 years from now, when you look at your pictures, you'll still look you're not looking dated. So I always tell them to stay away from like too much color or too much, like super smoky eyes are not great for weddings anymore. Personal speaking, because you, on your wedding day, you want to look fresh, flawless, happy, and not just, when you look at your face, you're like, oh my God, she looks beautiful. Not the makeup looks beautiful. So, whichever works best for you as a bride, I think you should kind of follow your gut with that and not try to find, pictures on Instagram and say, oh, I just want to look like that, because it's never going to be like that. I had a woman at 65 years old, I think she was, she showed me a picture of Kim Kardashian's makeup. I'm like, you're never going to look like this, right? So you always want to tailor it down to the actual person that's in front of you and make her look her best and just go with that, So there's a lot of, and earthy tones, especially for weddings, are like the best, to kind of go with, because anyone can looks really good with earthy tones, as well as, kind of like a very defined eye, just glowy, fresh skin. But now, mm-hmm. whoever doesn't want to get married wants to get married because of they need to celebrate somehow.
Right. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of parties. There's going to be a lot going on this year.
I had a feeling.
But, you know, and to be expected, everybody needs to, you know, have that human connection. I think that we've kind of been so distant that, you know, it's almost like saying hello again, like re-meeting people because
I know.
You know, I was actually on the App Store recently. Speaking of cool hunting, I was on the App Store looking for different ways to use augmented reality and artificial intelligence. And so I was in the store looking at like Bitmojis and, you know, mm-hmm. how you can do all those different kind of shape shifting things. Whether it's, you know, to do it with for a joke or a prank, like a meme. Or if you're mm-hmm. doing it so that you're putting a face to maybe a customer service type of interaction with your, you know, your audience. And I was just like appalled. Just like there were so many apps out there of how you could just change what you look like. And I thought,
oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, how many people, you know, are really into this? Like, and how many people have never like shown their face?
Because you'll be surprised.
Yes, I know that you got me into the whole Bitmoji thing because you had a Bitmoji character.
Yeah.
yes. And I thought, oh my gosh, how many people do you think in this last year have introduced themselves with not their real face to other people and have had long-lasting conversations over the last year where they've never shown who they really are?
You know, and this is so sad. Because this shows you how much insecurity this world has gotten to be and how sad, like, people don't want to look like themselves anymore. They want to look like everybody else that they see on social media, or they're following this so-called trend, which is, it's definitely not a trend. It's like a more of a killer, because it's like, I have to look a certain way, otherwise I'm going to be very depressed, you know? And, you know, it's sometimes I just like look at photos and like, there's no way this person is this perfect. Like, and how is that affecting their life in real life? You know, like, because now they're putting out so much expectations of this younger generation that's coming out that they have to look a certain way. And that's when things become to be really abnormal. And we're going to have a lot of psychologists be around, that, you know, because I mean, come on.
Well, beyond post-COVID needing to see someone, there's definitely this generation that's grown up with an unrealistic idea of what beauty is, right?
Unrealistic ideas, expectations, everything, you know? Everybody wants to look a certain way, which is kind of... And that way is pretty much impossible and so, like, not cool. You know what I mean? Like, beauty, as I told you, has become so sad in this industry because everybody is... erasing their face completely to become somebody else or someone that they saw that might be like the one they want to look like, you know? And that's sad because we're not embracing our own beauty, or we're not embracing our own personalities and really working on ourselves, regardless of who else looks like what, to enhance our, you know, not only our faces and bodies, it's like our lives, you know, our personalities. Like, you know, we become so unsocial and so into ourselves that it's so sad to see now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny that you said we become unsocial, but we're being unsocial on social.
No, absolutely. Because right? You know, like, anyone now can be social via social media because they don't talk. They just have hands and fingers and they type. That's not social to me. That's like more of a, you're hiding behind closed doors and you're just being the unknown person who gives their opinions. That's why nobody talks to anybody anymore, because we're used to being on our phones day and night and just basically not having any personality when we meet somebody in person, you know? Or we're on our phone while at dinner or we're out, instead of like embracing your friend that you're with, you haven't seen in a while, just, you know, you're just on your phone clicking on Instagram pictures and Facebook, you know?
Well, and that's a really good point, because I feel like there is anxiety. I did a focus group with these Gen Z interns mm-hmm. the other day with that they were interning for a friend of mine's company. And they said, I asked them, you know, how many seconds or minutes or hours does it take for you to wake up and pick up your phone? And they said, oh, no, it's immediate, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's instant. And I said, yep. And so what do you first do? And, you know, it varied from, you know, check my socials to check my email for work. But it still had nothing to do with I called my mom or I called, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
I didn't call anyone.
Exactly.
So they were using their phone, which was not necessarily the first invention of what the phone was for, but they were
right.
using it for the other, you know, added technology that has come about.
They're using this phone for validation. So they're going straight up to their Instagram posts to see how many likes they got and how many comments they you know, positive comments they got, because that's the only validation, unfortunately, for that generation that has become available pretty much, you know. Again, there's no social life anymore, and unless it's over the phone and over Instagram and Facebook, you know.
Well, I think that there are other social activities that I think have just been removed and it's been replaced by, you know, video games and other things.
Right.
But what the one thing that really struck me from the conversation was that the app I said, what is the app that you absolutely use every single day that you would not go without? And I'm thinking Instagram. Like, that was my
right.
guess. And they all said Snapchat.
Really?
And I was like, what? Really? Like, so I instantly got a Snapchat account because I was like, I had one a long time ago and I wasn't really into it. And
yeah.
I thought, you know, maybe let me just try to understand exactly what's happening on this other channel, on this other platform. And I thought, you know, it is interesting because it uses the same kind of, you know, people are posting their TikTok videos on there and similar to like stories and things like
right.
that. But my husband said that his sister is on Snapchat with her friend and they are snapping every single day because they are getting these, like, I don't know, tokens or something where at the top of their screen it says, you know, they've snapped each other back and forth for, I think, over a year now. It's like 380 some days or something like this. And they don't mm-hmm. want to not snap because if they don't snap for one day, they lose all of those. And then other people don't see how active they were. And I was like,
"But
you're getting points for talking
for
to your friends?"
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm saying, like, they just get you sucked in to do something. Like, you know what's funny? I have Snapchat, right? I barely use it unless I'm very private when it comes to my personal life. Like, I just don't really care posting picture, you know, things about my personal life on Facebook or Instagram. So Snapchat is the only thing that I have that if I want to post something, you know, personal, I do it because you have the choice not, you know, to add people or not to add people. So, but still, I like, even though I have it, I haven't used Snapchat in a long time because I'm trying not to get sucked into that kind of, you know, social media stuff. I'm trying to be very active. Like, I'm painting now. So I'm like, I used to paint when I was younger and I'm painting again. That's really like when I'm on my free time, I just love to, I read, I paint, I do a lot of artwork stuff. So, you know, just get your mind busy doing something that really will benefit you in the future versus snapping, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was reading the chat here and thank you so much to Lily and Stephanie. Stephanie said it's called a streak, which is, I guess, the snapping every day. And then Lily was saying it's easier to use Snapchat AR lenses than apply makeup. So good on you for knowing exactly how to find those lenses. And then I think, what did she say? And now they have Spotlight on Snapchat. So, you know, I think that it's, there's so much in every app that's kind of like, it's not a hidden feature, but unless you are like super into it, I just actually saw on TikTok that in the features you can actually make a sticker inside of the app and then use a sticker on your TikTok instead of actually searching through Jiffy.com or whatever to get your sticker. So there's so much that's happening, you know, behind the scenes that unless you're just in there using it, you just don't see it. But you were talking about painting and I know that we had talked about, you know, makeup and whatnot, and that just kind of lends itself to your other artistic capabilities because you're so multi-talented. So how did you start? I know it's called something specific. What exactly is your art called?
So I do a lot of abstract. I did different designs with textures and tiles and all that stuff. You know, I just, every day there's something I do differently. So I really don't have anything specific towards what I do. It's like whatever comes in my mind, I'll have to do it. Like sometimes I'll be sleeping and all of a sudden something pops in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this as, you know, like for example, I just bought a shelf bookcase and I just assembled it this morning and I'm painting it and I'm doing something with it. You know, like I just have different things every day that pops in my mind. But mainly when I do painting, I do a lot of abstract because abstract painting is really what will get you think of, it's like an emotion, you know, it's more of an emotion because everybody will look at a painting and think differently by just the way you feel or by the way you see it, you know? So by the way, Sandra, I just want to say one more thing real quick about social media before we cut it off. I'm not saying social media is bad. Yeah. I'm not saying like it's horrible. What I'm saying is like, it's bad when it's like consuming your whole life, you know, when you wake up in the morning and going straight to social media, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's good to go on social media and kind of post a picture with your dog or like, you know, but it's not supposed to take over your whole life, you know? There's nothing against social media at all, actually, because, you know, a lot of influencers that make money is off of social media. My work, I get a lot of calls because of my social media, but it's just like using it the way you benefit from it is more important than have it use you and control your mind. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am right with Stephanie on that fire emoji because it can use
absolutely.
You and abuse,
absolutely.
You know, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, there's a lot of argument, like, use social for good. You know, a lot of people are using it for the vanity aspect. And I totally get that because I'm sometimes right there with them.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But I do think
know.
That there's ways to utilize the technology to, you 100%. Know, like on this app, to connect people in a way using social audio that has not really been done in such a, you know, user-friendly way
of course.
To get, you know, to get us all connected and be able to broadcast. And speaking of broadcasting, I don't know if you see the little fortune cookie, but if you are so kind to share this broadcast with your networks, that would be awesome. We are just going to wrap it up here really quickly. Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I think that there's a lot that we could talk about and we'll probably get on another day. But it's so good to talk to you in Texas while I'm here in LA. And I know you've got
yes.
things to do. And just so that people know that, you know, about the show, Sweet Bites with Sandra is a podcast that is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Tuesday show is a College of Style specific show. Are you drinking something?
Actually, sorry, I just turned my sink on. I'm washing one of the brushes. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're funny. I just thought you were in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
It's so funny because I'm with you in your kitchen, and so are all of us. Thank you so much, Lily, for sharing this. I wanted to make sure that for the Tuesday episodes, I talk more about College of Style, which is something that I'm launching in May. It is a online business branding building program. So if you know of anybody who is launching a business and needs to work on building their brand as far as identity, vision, mission, you know, their brand media kits, all of those, you know, definitely send them over to collegeofstyle.com. Yay. And then Thursday's episodes are always talking with industry leaders as far as digital media, business, entertainment, like with Roy, because I feel like we can all learn a little bit of something from every single interview, even if we think we know it all. There's always something I learn from, you know, talking with different people. And then building your network out, because I always want the people who are listening to every episode. So Lily and Stephanie and Kevin was in here and Neville was in here and Scott was in here and Ralph and Mark and Jennifer and Haley and Annette and Susie, my goodness, there was a lot. Dave and Jimmy is still here and Marianne and Doug, to reach out to people to build networks even after you've listened to an episode or broadcast here on Fireside, because that's the way to really, you know, open up the dialogue, whether it's, you know, saying, hey, you know, I heard your, you know, you were talking about UV rays on Sandra's show. And,
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say hi. That's something that I always encourage people to do. So if you want to reach out to me, I'm always available. I think you can do that on, I don't know about inside the app yet, but my information is on my profile, and Roy is building up his profile because he just got on today. But I do want to thank you guys for joining us today. And if you want to additionally share it out to your networks, that would be awesome. And let me know what you thought. I'm always open to feedback as well. And have a great Sunday, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sandra, for having me, too. But I really appreciate it. And
thank you, Roy.
I'm always here if you guys have any questions about if you have any questions about skincare or makeup. Great.
Definitely. Have a good rest of your day, guys.
Bye.